Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. And I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez, Hotline Lighten Up. Joining me now on the phone, very talented Lance Bass. Welcome to the show, my man.
Oh, thanks, man. How are you holding up?
I'm doing good, buddy. How are you holding up? You have everything you need?
Yeah, no, I mean, we're good. You know, we're taking instructions, and we haven't left the house in days, so hopefully, you know, we can all get through this, and we'll be fine again.
So have you been pretty disciplined about staying at the crib, or you ventured out?
No, we have. The only time we've gone out is to get medications, and that is it. But we're pretty good to go.
Because I thought I saw a video of you hanging at the beach right there at Santa Monica with
yeah.
all those people.
Yeah, that was me at spring break in Florida.
I thought that was you. You recently dropped a big episode of your podcast, The Daily Popcast with Lance Bass. You got the NSYNC guys back together. That had to be hard to schedule, huh, Lance?
I mean, look, it's, you know, in tragedies like this, it's we need to all come together and have some positivity. So I thought, hey, why not get all the guys together for a one-on-one interview, something we've never really done before, and give the fans, you know, a little peek into, you know, the NSYNC world, especially at this 20th anniversary week, and to see what the guys were kind of feeling and going through during that time.
That's great, man. I can't believe it's been 20 years. What were you talking about on the pod?
What was that?
I said, what were you talking about on the pod?
Just, you know, basically it was really about, you know, No Strings Attached, the album, but, you know, going through, you know, what it was like to start there in Orlando, Florida, and basically everyone's opinions on all the guys, on what, you know, what was their first impressions of everyone, and it was just very kind of eye-opening. You know, there was a lot of things that I learned, too, that I had no idea about, so it was... It was just really, I don't know, cathartic, and I feel like it really bonded us more as a band doing all this.
Yeah, I bet, especially, you know, everyone's at a different point in their life right now. I can't believe, again, 20 years since No Strings Attached dropped. I clearly remember when that came out. Do you have any favorite memories from that era, or what do you think about when you listen to the songs today? Because I think they hold up.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's surprising that, you know, people still... You know, love this album. You know, this many years later, it's been incredible. But you know, those songs were special. You know, it was just that perfect time in history that just, you know, I don't know, everything just led to these songs in the perfect time. Because you know, this was a time where we were fighting with our manager and our president of our label, Lou Pearlman. Mm. And you know, we for a while there, we didn't even have our name. We couldn't even use the name NSYNC. So we thought our careers were completely over. So to develop this album after, you know, something so crazy like that, it was a scary time, and that it was such a success, it just made it that much more special to us.
I saw a documentary recently on Lou Pearlman. What a fascinating guy. I believe you were on it. I want to think. So it's sort of like one of those double-edged swords that I was thinking, like, because of him, a lot of success has happened, but at the same time, you got taken advantage of. How do you feel about the whole situation? Are you conflicted?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, you're probably talking about the Boy Band Con, the YouTube documentary.
Yes.
Yeah, it's, yeah, I produced that one. So
oh, nice.
You know, I just got a bunch of us together that really knew Lou Pearlman, and we wanted to kind of look at his life from birth to death and figure out how do you, like, quantify his, you know, what he's done for the music industry, but yet he's such a monster in another way.
Mm.
So, you know, it was very conflicting, you know, doing that documentary and kind of looking back, but it also felt like there was a release. I actually found a lot of forgiveness.
Hmm.
And I feel like, yeah, it put me on a different path, thank God.
Yeah.
That, you know, I had a lot of ill will towards Lou Pearlman, but
I bet.
This, it really helped.
Yeah, no, good job with that documentary. That was really interesting. And you're also involved in another doc, Streetlight Harmonies. Yeah. Big fan of the doo-wop era?
Oh, of course. I mean, doo-wop is what's influenced everything you hear on the radio today.
Yeah.
So, and especially groups like myself, you know, a cappella groups, all those harmonies, you know, this all came from the doo-wop era.
Mm, that's awesome. I love that too, man. Good for you. Mm-hmm. Good taste right there. And then you also, diverse, you also got a mobile bar company, the Bubble yeah. Tape Trailer. Is it basically like winery on wheels?
Yeah, it's been a busy year. We've launched a lot of fun things this year, and they're all just, I don't know, going all out at one time. So we opened up our restaurant bar, Rocco's, there in West Hollywood. But then we also have this bubble tap trailer that goes to, weddings and birthday parties and all that. And it's basically you get your champagne on tap. We tap anything you want. And
that's tight.
Yeah, it's fun. People love it. Unfortunately, you know, no one's using it right now. But, you know, when everything lifts, we'll be back in business.
You got anything with tequila right there?
You better believe it.
Okay.
We can keg anything.
That's what's up. That's what's up. We also have a dear mutual friend, our girl Lisa Vanderpump.
Yes.
And I know you just married Jackson Brittany on Vanderpump Rules, right?
I did. Yeah, that was a very interesting turn of events, you know, how that happened. You know, of course, I love, you know, Jackson Brittany, and Jackson, my business partner. And, yeah, I guess their pastor, you know, didn't say the nicest things about the gay community. So they decided, okay, what better way to kind of counter that with having, you know, the gayest person marry us? That would be me.
Good for you, man. Good for you. Hey, I am impressed with the diversity. Keep it up, pal. Always nice to catch up. And everyone, listen to the Daily Popcast with Lance Bass on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts. Lance, thanks for taking the time to call in, man. Stay safe and healthy.
All right, man. You take care. Tell the family I said hello.
Okay, we'll do, buddy. Take care.
All right. Bye. On with Mario
Lopez. Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia. And I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.